You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And join us today are Drs. Iracema Coronado and Chuck Bomer. Chuck is the chair of the Political Science Department, and Iracema is also with the Political Science Department. Professors, there are no strangers to KTUP, as they've been with us various times before, but today they're here to talk about Constitution Day. You may not be aware, but September 17th is Constitution Day, and we'll talk a little bit more in detail about that in just a minute. But first, Iracema and Chuck, thank you so much for being with us here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for inviting us.
So I mentioned Constitution Day coming up September 17th. Chuck, what is that?
Constitution Day is a federally mandated day to recognize the Constitution that public institutions of education need to recognize. And so the types of activities that are typical of Constitution Day are often having students read the Constitution. But we're developing a much broader event and program this time around. And so particularly we have a series of eight speakers that are going to be presenting to high school students from the region.
Do you know, or can you tell us, how long has Constitution Day been intact, the ballpark figure?
It's been intact for a few decades, at least.
And tell us a little bit about, you said you're going to have eight speakers and you're going to focus on high school students, and as we're pretty much is what we're being told today, and we're taping this on Wednesday, the fact that you already have a capacity crowd coming in, Iracema?
We do. What we decided to do this year was to invite students from high schools who are mostly juniors and seniors, and a couple of months ago we met with all the social studies coordinators at Region 19, and we extended to them this invitation to come to campus to come and celebrate Constitution Day. And we reached out to our colleagues here at the university, and we had a great response from different departments: African American Studies, the Theater Department, Chicano Studies, Political Science, History, English, and we decided that we were going to invite the high school students and give them options to attend different sessions while they're here on campus and to learn about the Constitution.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of those options that people can expect?
So one of the first options is with African American Studies, and the director, Michael Williams, will be talking about the promise of citizenship in the U.S. Constitution and the state practices that denied it, the failure of the 14th Amendment to protect African Americans in the segregated South. And if anyone has ever heard Professor Williams speak, he is one of the most outstanding speakers I have ever met in my life. And so that's going to be a real treat for the students. The theater department decided to put together a group of plays and features exercising our rights, a series of performance pieces highlighting the First Amendment, because it's something that they deal with, right, the free speech article. In our department, Rebecca Reed and Todd Curry are going to be talking about indigenous and constitutional law, the perpetual battle in this country. And then Dr. Gina Nunez from Women's Studies, along with her students, is going to be talking about the women's suffrage movement, the road to the 19th Amendment. And three faculty members from Chicano Studies, Irma Montelongo, Adrian Aragones, and Ray Rojas, are going to also have presentations focusing on citizenship and Know Your Rights.
We were discussing, Chuck and I, before the taping started, that there are so many things that regarding our Constitution that we live day in and day out and don't even realize that if it wasn't for the Constitution, we wouldn't be able to do these things. Unfortunately, though, and as both of you know, as we were discussing this before the program also, there's that a lot of people just know the First and Second Amendments as far as the Constitution, and that's it. Chuck?
Well, the Constitution is particularly important for a few reasons. First of all, it's provided continuity and stability for over 200 years, and so the United States is the longest-serving government in the world. Many other countries have had different forms of government come and go. For example, we're on the Fifth Republic in France. And so as not only a democracy, but just a stable government, the Constitution has been the pillar of that stability. And so it has allowed, for example, for peaceful transitions of power, where in many countries you have coups and revolutions. We had a presidential election in 2000 that was contested, and still people wouldn't be happy about the outcome involved with the Supreme Court getting involved. But it was peaceful. And so it would seem scandalous, but compared to what happens in many countries, it was a peaceful transition, even when it was a contested one. And so that's testament to the strength of the Constitution. And the other area that particularly is important is the Bill of Rights, the source of our civil liberties. And so, of course, our rights and liberties have expanded over time. For example, protecting voting rights, which is obviously at the heart of several of our presentations during Constitution Day, but that is the source of our liberty. And so that is something that we see as basically can't be violated. And that is something that we've been maintaining with some struggle over time to try to expand the sense of freedom and liberty, because political power often would like to cut down liberty and rights for their purposes. And so, for example, we've seen the presidency get stronger and stronger over time, in part because Congress is not providing a check. But we need to be able to maintain our civil rights and our civil liberties, and particularly because of government power. And so that's part of the purpose of Constitution Day, is to really highlight these themes, because you can't take them for granted. They have to be refreshed, and people have to learn what their rights and liberties are. And so that means understanding the Constitution.
You talked a little bit about checks, and we discussed this also before the program started. We should have had that microphone rolling before the program started, but checks and balances. And I asked Chuck about what is the situation currently, because we know there is a check and balances concept instituted. Some people are wondering what is going on right now with the administration in Washington. And unfortunately, some people think that the word impeach means removal from office, period. But that's just the beginning of something. Can you talk a little bit about some of those things and checks and balances?
Well, I think, you know, it's basic information that people should learn in American government classes. And we impart those classes along with our colleagues at EPCC and also some high school teachers that are teaching dual credit. And so we're hoping that students learn the impeachment process. It can be a sanction. It's not necessarily a removal from office, but maybe we're calling attention to your negative behavior as a leader of this country. And so there are a lot of things that students need to understand, the nuances of all of these concepts, and that, you know, we have, you know, a Congress, we have a Supreme Court, we have a presidency, and they all should work together to make sure that things work nicely and that our democracy functions.
One of the things that you mentioned earlier, Chuck, is the Supreme Court decision in the 2000 election, and currently Judge Brett Kavanaugh is up for a Supreme Court justice, a seat on the Supreme Court, and some people don't realize that this is a very important decision, because it's for life, and it shouldn't be about whether this person is to the left, to the right, in the middle, but that this person knows how to determine and explain and define the Constitution.
Yes, and it's quite important, and particularly because there's a lot of high-stake issues that have people worried about, such as religious freedom on the one hand, and Roe v. Wade, for example. So you've got voices, voters on both the left and the right that very much have been voting on who would be president so that you could basically set up the replacements for the Supreme Court as justices retire. And so that's particularly important now, at a time when there are several justices that are also coming up on retirement, such as Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for example. So she may be the next one to retire in a few years. And so that's something that has been very particularly the source of conflicts over business rights and property, the views of religion, voting rights, these types of all these issues that are in the political milieu right now are particularly feel like they're being combated at the Supreme Court. And particularly what's also something that's important to stress is it's not just the Supreme Court, which is high profile, but it's all the other courts, the appellate courts, for example, the other districts. And so there's been a lot of seats that have been filled by the president in power. So President Trump has been filling a lot of these lower courts with his appointees as well. So that particularly has a lot of influence on how cases get to the Supreme Court. Are they going to get as high as the Supreme Court, or will they be stopped at lower level courts, particularly because they don't have much traction in that way? So this is why the presidential election can typically be very important.
And tell us a little bit about what the Constitution says and how it helps, because you teach a class on foreign policy, and recently we've had so many incidents, of course, of importance, with Russia, with North Korea, just in general, the president visiting with foreign leaders, and this is very important.
Yeah, and particularly what has been a growing trend over the last 40 to 50 to even 60 years is that the Supreme Court has more often than not sided with the president during times of crisis, in foreign policy crises, times of war. And some of these have, in retrospect, looked like mistakes. But when there's been a crisis, there has been less of a check on presidential power, and particularly with the Cold War and the ability to have nuclear weapons launched in less than 10 minutes. Both congressional power and the Supreme Court have often given the presidency much more power and the executive branch in general. And so that's something that is an important trend. So there's that fear of both the left and the right that at times the federal government's been getting too strong. Sometimes it depends on the issue area, but the presidency has increasingly gotten stronger. Even President Obama, with drone strikes, had argued, you know, Congress should put some limits on himself. He actually said, you know, Congress should put limits on me. In that way. And so that was Obama acknowledging that on the one hand, it was going to use and even expand presidential power more so than George W. Bush, who expanded it, more so than Clinton, who expanded it. It's been the trend that's been going on. So the presidency keeps getting stronger. And that's something where the constitutional powers of the Supreme Court, they haven't often checked presidents during times of crisis. And Congress has more let the president conduct foreign policy without any much interference. But also going back to the other issue is that when you look at the Supreme Court nominees and such, is that they tend to vote in ways that's predictable based on the party in which they were nominated. So some tend to be more moderate, perhaps, than others. Like Sandra Day O'Connor was an excellent example of that, who, of course, has ties to El Paso. But a lot of the justices, they tend to be predictably left or right to some degree, and based on the party of the president when they were nominated.
Tell us a little bit about, with the midterm elections, just a little bit away, tell us as far as your feelings as a political science professor, what role the Constitution plays in this, because we hear a lot about, again, freedom of the press, but at the same time, people are getting pretty much, I don't want to say pigeonholed, but either, you know, put in niches as either left or right, and nobody can really say what they want to say or what they want to write or what they do without being called out by either side.
Mm-hmm. Well, during this event on Constitution Day, we're going to have voter registration taking place, and the Center for Civic Engagement, our friends and colleagues there, Azuri Gonzalez and Jenna Lujan, are going to be offering a session on the importance of voting and what it means to have that right, and to also have people there deputized who are eligible to register voters. And so we're hoping that these young high school students leave here as registered voters, armed with information to be able to make intelligent decisions when it comes to the midterm elections. And so it's very difficult. There are so many issues. People care about economic issues. People care about, you know, civil liberties. People vote the Second Amendment only. Other people worry more about economics. And so it's very difficult to cast an intelligent vote. And that's why it's important to have more information and to be an active participant in democracy.
You brought up an excellent point there, because a lot of times people will look at a candidate and vote on them just based on one of the amendments or something that they heard on television or read in the newspaper.
Yeah, the single issue voters, right? All they care about is choice. All they care about is the environment. All they care about is the Second Amendment. All they care about is free speech. And so it's very challenging in our democracy. But I think it's important that we all participate and that the rights of minorities are respected. As you know, we've had legislation passed that protects the rights of minorities, the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And so those are the kinds of things that people need to understand, not to take it for granted that everyone has the right to vote. For many years, people were disenfranchised. And I think now with all the mudslinging and all the negativity, people are basically losing faith in government, and instead of participating, are withdrawing. And that's not a good thing.
It's hard to believe that it's been 50 years since the civil rights, and President Johnson had such a horrible year 1968 as far as what happened, the assassination of President, Robert F. Kennedy, assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Vietnam, civil rights. It seems like anything that could go wrong affected President LBJ.
Yeah, particularly a bad time made it much easier for Richard Nixon to get elected, given the unpopularity of the war and all the what appeared to be chaos going on in the society, especially those that weren't pressing for change at the time. It made it really look like there was a need for a new government.
Is there a specific website or social media that people can go to find out more about the Constitution kind of in detail?
No, we don't have a website because what we're doing with this event is inviting the high schools. And so that's our audience that we're speaking to. And so in that way, they're already being organized in the high schools and being registered. And that's the way that we reached out to the high schools instead of doing a more general public relations campaign.
But in general, if people want to find out more about the Constitution, they could probably just Google USS Constitution. And there are plenty of books out there that break it down section by section, amendment by amendment as to, so they won't just read First or Second Amendment, as they said, or as you said, or 14th Amendment. And women's suffrage is something that Dr. Nunes is going to be speaking about, and that's something that is relatively new as well.
Exactly, yeah.
What about as far as the speakers, where they're going to be? Is it mostly all going to be focused at the theater and at the Tomas Rivera, or is it going to be something outside as well?
Well, we're going to meet at First when the students arrive. The buses will be arriving around 9 o'clock, and hopefully everyone will be here by 9:30, and we're going to meet in Centennial Plaza. The Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Dennis O'Hearn, is going to give a welcome along with Professor Bomer, and then we're going to give them a little bit of, you know, this is why we invited you to learn and appreciate the Constitution. Here are the sessions. The students will have selected the sessions they're going to, and they're going to have an opportunity to visit three different sessions, and all of them are going to be either in Fox Fine Arts or in the Union. So we have quite a few sessions already set to go.
Is this going to be an all-day event?
From 9 to 2, because the buses have to leave to pick up the other students. So,
and these are students from El Paso County?
All of them are from El Paso County. And you know, one of the beauties of this is that some of the students, this will be the first time ever on campus, and this will be the first time that they visit our facility. And so it's important because we know, based on research, that the younger and the more often young people come to campus, the more familiar they are once they come here as students, and the more likely it is that they'll be successful. And so it's part of a recruitment tool that we're also trying to use. And we hope to be able to get pocket-sized constitutions to give to everyone so that they can take that home with them.
If you don't mind, as we're wrapping up the program, kind of give us a brief introduction again to the speakers who are going to be here.
Yes, we have the Department of Theater. Adriana Dominguez and her colleagues are going to be focusing on First Amendment issues. Our colleagues in political science will be talking about indigenous and constitutional law. Gina Nunez will be talking about women's suffrage movement. Chicano Studies faculty Irma Montelongo, Adriana Aragones, and Ray Rojas will be talking about Know Your Rights and about citizenship. Professor Brian Yethers will be having a session on anti-slavery literature in the Constitution, and Michael Williams will be talking about the failure to protect African Americans in the segregated South. And then the Center for Civic Engagement will give their session on the importance of voting and registering young people to vote.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Dr. Iracema Coronado and Chuck Bomer with the Political Science Department here on campus, talking once again about Constitution Day. That will be Monday, September 17th from 9 to 1:30 p.m. And these are some high school students who are coming in from various high schools across the city to learn more about the Constitution. And again, as Iracema and Chuck both mentioned, there are going to be 8 speakers, 3 various different presentations that the students can listen to, and that'll be again on September 17th, 2018. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTUP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Esteban Sainz. We had also help from Danny Gonzalez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.